morning, Vito. Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Depends how. For America, it's almost good night. For the other parts of the world, look outside, and you see if you see the sun or other things. So you expect with some jokes, funny stories, sometimes we need to smile because like you see and like you know, outside it's unfortunately it's a war, unfortunately, because after 2 years with this ugly virus, crazy men think, okay, I make a war. Oh my god, okay, for this we need a smile, we need a laughing, we need a love, we need all these things who help us to survive. Now we're talking about child sometimes are wonderful, they're curious, they had a curiosity incredible. So kids from my friends who make a paper for school, when he returned to her father on home, asked him, "Dad, what is the difference between anger and exasperation?" The father thinks and he responds, "It's mostly a matter of degree. Let me show you what this mean." He take the mobile phone and make some number like this, a lucky number. The other side, the man who answered the phone, he said, "Hello, is Frank there?" The man answered, "There is no one living here named Frank. Why don't you learn to look up numbers before you dial them?" The father closed the phone and talked with her daughter and said, "See, the man was not a big bit happy with our call. He was probably very busy with something and we annoyed him. Now watching me." The father dialed the same number again. "Hello, is Frank there?" asked the father. "Now look here. You just call this number and I told you that there is no Frank here. You've got a lot of nerve calling again." The receiver was slammed down hard. The father turned to his daughter and said, "You see, now it's anger. First step, I show you what is mean exasperation." He died on the same number and the violent voice, "Hello!" The father, with an English calm, he said, "Hello, this is Frank. Have there been any calls for me? I have. Like this, his daughter understand which is the difference between anger and exasperation. I hope. I didn't receive a phone call for a father who demonstrated like this on his child. Oh my. When the child had a problem, oh. The mother of a problem child was advised by a psychiatrist. You are far too upset and worried about your son. I suggest to take it tranquilizer regularly. On her next visit, the psychiatrist asked it, have the tranquilizers calmed you down? Yes, the mother said. And how is your son now? Asked the psychos. Who cares? Replied the mothers. So attention, how many tranquilizers you take it? But sometimes, I think all the people happening to those family and find a child, something like a curiously child, and a scene like this. A child asked his father, how were people born? So his father said, Adam and Eve made babies. Then their babies become adults and made another babies, and so on. Like this, arrived the world. The child then went to his mother, asking her the same question, and she told him, we were monkeys, then we evolved to become like we are now. The child ran back to his father and said, you lied to me. His father, with calm, replied, no, your mom was talking about her side of the family. A strange weather. I think the people must stop with this war because the weather changing incredible because on the morning we had on the morning until 11 o'clock in the morning we had 20 degrees. Now almost beginning to snow. It's incredible on 24 hours change like this the weather. Oh my God. In a Catholic school, coffee, a nun placed a note in the front of a pile of apples. Only take one. God is watching. Further down the line is a pile of cookies. A little boy makes his own note. Take all you want. God is watching the apples. The kids. Tell you what's happening, a friend of mine. Before going to Europe on business, a friend of mine drove his Rolls Royce to a downtown New York City bank and went into to ask for immediate loan of $5,000. The loan officer was quite taken aback and requested collateral. "Well, then, here are the keys to my Rolls Royce," the man said. The loan officer promptly had the car driven into the bank's underground parking for safekeeping and gave him $5,000. 2 weeks later, the man walked through the bank's doors and asked to settle up his loan and get his car back. The loan officer checked the record and told him, "That will be $5,000 in principal and $15 in interest." The man wrote out a check, thanking the loan officer, and started to walk away. "Wait, sir," the loan officer said. "While you were gone, I found out you are a millionaire. Why in the world would you need to borrow?" The man smiled. "Where else could I securely park my Rolls Royce in Manhattan for 2 weeks and pay only $15? Yes, smart guy. Ladies. But you know what's happening in one school on the world, a middle school for girls was faced with a new unique problem. A number of girls were beginning to use lipstick and would put on the bathroom. That was fine, but after they put on their lipstick, they would press their lips to the mirrors, leaving dozens of little lip prints. The principal decided, "I must something to stop these things." She called several of those girls to the bathroom and met them there with the custodian. She explained that all those lip prints were causing a major problem for the personal cleaning, who had to clean the mirrors every day to demonstrate how much work they were making for the cleaning people. She asked him to clean one of the mirrors while the girls watched it. Like this, he took a long-handled brush, dipped it into the nearest toilet, and proceeded to scrub to the mirror. From that day on, the problem of lip prints on the mirror was completely eliminated. Smart guy. I mean, no one put her lips on the mirror. Oh my god, the world is incredible. But we love this world because it's different. It's crazy world, but lovely world. So if it's possible with this ugly world, you doesn't destroy this wonderful world. I feel the smile from weekend. So it's Friday afternoon, a few hours, and welcome weekend. Bye bye.